Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
So I'm packing my bags and headed for home. Hey, hey, hey. I'd rather be in Carolina. Ain't no place finer, no matter where you roam.
Good morning. It is 8:26 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, and joining us to tell us everything about Rock Hill Parks, Rec, and Tourism, our very favorite, Miss Lori Helms.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everybody's on bated breath.
Wait. Hi, guys. I feel very comfortable saying that.
Oh.
I was listening earlier today.
Well, we say to each other, it's our business.
It does not bother me. Yeah. Okay. Referenced as guys.
I know.
It's the northern y'all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
And I can tell you down here, when I say you guys, I get told pretty quickly, son, you're in the south. We say y'all. And I say, well, our industry doesn't appreciate that. But
no,
I agree.
I used to get schooled on hey or hi.
Oh, sure.
Like, we always say hey down south, and then there were the smarty pants that would say, that's what a horse eats.
Oh, I've heard that, too.
Okay, I'm not going to acknowledge you next time.
We've been called every name in the book, and we still are smiling, and we move right along.
We sure do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you can call me anything, just not late for dinner.
All right, well, you always come locked and loaded with a slew of things going on, and we'll begin with the Miracle League of Rock Hill.
That's right. This October is just another one of those months that's super busy. Yeah, Miracle Park is open now, so Miracle League is our first program there that's being offered. And again, the park, you know, tremendous fundraising effort to get it there, and that still continues because there's phase two and there's phase three. But the park is the City of Rock Hill Park, so it's operated, maintained, programmed by the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department. And Miracle League, we have players signed up, adults and youth. We have volunteers that have been trained, and opening day is October 9th. So that's a Saturday. It's at 10 o'clock is when it starts. So come out to Miracle Park, and you'll see some great ball games.
I love it.
It'll be a lot of fun. Now, those games will continue. They're free to come to. And by the way, if you're a spectator, please park over in the Winthrop Coliseum parking lot. It's just right across the street from the park. We'll have shuttles that can take you over, or you can walk. It's very close. But that will leave the parking lot open for the athletes. And with disabilities, certainly they will be closer. And I will tell you what, that park on a daily basis is very busy. So the parking lot's already being used by folks just enjoying the park in general. So we're so excited about that. And Miracle League will continue every Saturday in the month of October. But typically those games will start at 9. The others. Next, we want to talk about youth grants available. This is an annual thing, up to $500 for youth-led projects. This is through the Rock Hill Youth Council. So this could be for a church group, a school group, a scout group, any group like that of teens that want to do something positive for the community and need a little money to do that. So that initiative is led by the Rock Hill Youth Council, a group of teens, and they will actually make the decisions about which projects get funded. So it's a great opportunity for them. The deadline to get those applications in is November 1st, and you can get that in here. All that we're learn more of the things we're talking about at cityofrockhill.com/PRT. Next, Christmas parade entries. So if you want to be in the parade, it is back in its traditional format this year. We're so happy about that. And should be the same route. We believe that the construction on White Street will be done at that point, but we'll just have to see a little bit closer to the date. But we do have some space left for entries. So if you're interested in that, again, cityofrockhill.com/PRT. If you're new to the area, it's an evening parade. It's on December 3rd at 6:30. So having a lot of lights on your vehicle is very important. There's an online application process this year, so that makes it a little bit easier. And a few special dates coming up, Halloween events. Of course, you guys know all about Boo Ha Ha, which is on October 30th. But the day before, at Northside Center, we have Tricks and Treats, which is October 29th from 5 to 8 p.m. And then on October 30th, but in the evening, Trunk or Treat is at 6:30 at the Emmett Scott Center. So lots going on.
All right. Well, I know we are pushing against a hard break. And, of course, you can find more of what's going on within the Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department. You can look them up online. Your website, Lori, is so user-friendly. But you've got a couple of things you want to put on your calendar. Main Street Live, October the 7th. Oktoberfest, October the 16th. The Old Town Farmers Market continues Saturdays through mid-November. You've got the community block party that's happening this Saturday, October the 2nd, right, from 11 to 3.
That's right.
Fountain Park, that's great. And you've got the lifelong learning at Rock Hill. And, of course, that is off to a great start as well for the fall season.
Yeah, and you can still sign up. We do have some things you can sign up for that as well.
Lori keeps our social calendars very busy. And, Lori, thank you so much, friend. You are a rock star. Thank you.
Great to be here. Thanks,
y'all. Lori.